Hello and welcome to Sweden. Today we will dive into its cultural heritage and visit Old Town in Stockholm, Gamla Stan. While wandering the Old Town, we can see a lot of wooden red horses of all sizes in the shopping windows of the narrow streets. We can try to find out what does this horse mean and why it is so popular. We turn our question to one of the boutique sellers, Morten, and here is his story.
The Dala horse, a red wooden horse that has become famous and a well-known symbol for Sweden and the Dalarna region. Although its long heritage, the Dala horse is still carved in the village of Nusnes outside Mora. There you can visit the factory for Dala horse production to see how it is being made and hand-painted in a traditional way. Originally, the Dala horse comes from the village outside Mora, where people in the 18th century began to carve wooden horses as a way to make use of their spare time. The long dark evenings were made useful and gave the children something to play with. These toys later found their way to being spread by traveling merchants as yet another commodity during their sales trips. There are several legends about why the horses later became famous. One of these tells that the Dala horse became a national toy in 1716, when the soldiers loyal to King Charles XII stayed in the region of Dalarna and carved the toys as gifts for their hosts. In the 1830s, people began to paint these horses in their famous traditional colorful patterns common for the region. Many early Dala horses were not painted at all, but in the beginning of the 19th century, painting them in a single color, white or red, became common practice. The later decoration of the Dala horse has its roots in furniture painting, which has been perfected over the years. According to a local tale, it was a wandering painter in the style of Kurbitz that came across one of these Dala horses on a farm that he was decorating. One of the children at the farm asked him why the horse was not as beautifully painted as he painted the presumably first Dala horse in the same style as the furniture. This tradition was then carried on in order to raise the market value of the Dala horses. In 1939, Dala horse became internationally famous when a huge Dala horse stood outside the entry of the Swedish Pavilion in the World Exhibition in New York. Thus, it became recognized as a symbol of Sweden. Today, you can see the biggest Dala horse in the world in the city Avesta in Dalarna. It is 13 meters high and 12.8 meters long. It is not made out of wood, but steel and concrete, weighing 66.7 tons. Once in Sweden, you can see and buy Dala horses in various souvenir shops in the Old City in Stockholm. Or why not take a trip to the region of Dalarna to discover the old traditions of Swedish crafts.
Well, it was indeed a real-time machine's tour to the Swedish past and over the centuries of craftsmen's traditions. Thank you, Morten, and thank you for listening. Stay tuned for the next episode about the Swedish cultural heritage.